What's going on, y'all? This is your boy Landon, aka L Boogie, and I got my co-host.
What's my name?
This
nigga,
man. Your name is Anthony, fool.
Oh, I know that, but I'm just saying, like, you got it's Landon, aka, what I just put Anthony, aka.
I don't know, whatever you want to be called.
The bearded cowboy. I got you.
The bearded cowboy, Hey, y'all, this is the Bros Podcast.
The Bros Podcast.
Well, we keeping it 1,000.
Yeah.
And, man, this is the first one.
This is the pilot. This is the pilot right here.
And, like, we, let me let you know where we at. We outside.
Hey, man, we in the backyard.
We ain't talking about them with them girls we talking about. We outside. Nah, we literally outside in the backyard.
In the backyard.
By the barbecue pit.
By the pit, man.
With the TV out here.
You know, and, with the speaker. You hear the speaker in the background.
Yeah. You know. All the speakers and the Kane Brown and all that. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Cut.
Damn, sit down. But y'all, we want to welcome y'all. Man, we're going to let y'all know, you know, what we going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about on these podcasts. Well, we're just going to be keeping it real.
Wait, is this sound check? Is this the real thing?
Yeah, I think this is the real thing.
Oh, damn, I thought this was
sound. No, we're just going with it.
we don't need that big-ass burst of music in the first
it is what it is. But, man, we want to welcome y'all for tuning in. And you know, whenever we drop this, definitely share,
like, and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, like they say on YouTube and stuff.
Yep.
You know, on the topic today.
That's what we're talking about today.
We're talking about friendships.
Friendship. Okay.
Friends.
Hey.
How many of us have them? Friends. Why's that way? Whatever.
You don't know the words? Oh, no. This guy don't know the words. Oh.
I'm like, damn. I'm
that's Houdini. You the musical genius. You
I went downtown. 29th 8th Street. Whatever they
say. No. They didn't say that. That was wrong. No.
Man. Nah, but man, we going to be talking about friendship, man. What does friendship mean to you? What type of values do you look for, whatever, when it comes to friendship? Man, just like some little background with us, man, on how we met, man. How did we meet?
Man, it was a year ago. It was a year ago, man. We started at our new job, our current employment. We're not going to say the name because we ain't trying to pay no copyrights. Yeah. But we started there, and it was crazy because a lot of times in friendships, people are on different levels. You'll have this particular friend, maybe who's more financially stable, this particular friend who's maybe more emotional stable, or that particular friend who's maybe more psychologically level-headed or whatever. But with us, it was just more or less like we was like on the same level. I'm a bit more outspoken than he is.
Yep.
But then he's more of the party guy compared to me.
Right.
It was like a instant mesh.
Yeah.
Never was a situation where either of us were more potent in the friendship than the other. You know what I'm saying? We done been there. We done been through, man. In this year, we done been through some shit. We done been through some shit, man.
Yeah.
But it's
And shout out to the gang too.
Yeah, the gang. Yeah, they know who they are.
The ladies.
Yeah, the ladies. There is some ladies in our friendship. There's not. It's not just us. It's what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4 ladies.
Ken, Kaya. I guess we'll add. We gonna add Dre too.
So it was just what? Kaya, Ken, and Alexis?
Right.
And then it's just us two?
Yeah.
So it's the five of us. Okay. Yeah. I don't know why I kept wanting to put an additional person, but even with them, it was the same way with them. Like, you know, it was never where we, where I was more of a friend than they were to me. We've all had our ups and downs, our ins and outs, our shares of being that friend. Yeah. And through it all, like a year strong, and we all of us, we all five of us met on the same day. We've hung out together. We've ate together. We've been each other. We've been to houses. We've been to parties. We've had a good time.
Weddings.
Weddings. Yeah, we've had some fun. We've had some fun in this year, but it just goes to show you that you can be friends with somebody for a day, 2 days, a month, and that friendship can be a vital mechanism in your everyday life.
Right, right.
Like I talk to you almost every day, almost.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it be 3 or 4 days, hey man, I ain't heard from you. Like you good? Like you know? Right. But that's just the dynamic of our friendship, man.
Yeah, yeah. I remember when I was going in the first day. I was like, I wasn't really, in the back of your mind, you do think about like, okay, am I going to fit in?
Right, right.
Just like when you like starting that first day of school.
Yep.
And so like, are you going to fit in? Are you going to be able to get the job down? So you be thinking about a lot of stuff on the first day. But, you know, you got that nervousness too.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be around people that you ain't ever met.
New people, yeah.
And stuff like that. So you're like, damn, you know, am I going to come in and be able to, like I said, fit in and be able to, you know, create some friendships and everything. And, of course, you know, at first it was like, okay, yeah. And then everybody started to open up with each other. Became all good friends.
But we got to give credit to me, though. Because I was the one that started this.
Oh, yeah. You was the first one to say something.
I was like, good morning, everybody. Like, what we not going to do is...
I'm like, this
yeah, we not going to sit in here and be with each other for 8 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
And we just, like, not talking to each other. Like, no, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever. But, like you say, man, it's for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but for me... And when y'all watching this or listening to this, you know, always, you know, comment how it was that you were able to open up and create new friendships or new relationships.
Yeah.
Because the truth be told, when we first went to work, honestly, I didn't go in with the mentality that I was trying to make friends.
Mm-hmm.
My mentality was I'm here to do a job and I'm going to go home. However, when you meet people and people are... just genuinely good people, it's kind of hard to not to not mesh with those people, you know?
It is.
You just, when you're around good people, when people around you have good vibes, it just creates an atmosphere to be able to just, you know, connect with another person. Because these days, man, you have to be careful on who you call friend, who you allow to be in your space, who you allow to be around your family, and y'all been around my family, my kids.
Yeah.
Y'all been to my house. Y'all been around not just my immediate family. Y'all been around my parents. You know what I'm saying? So it's truly a blessing to be able to have friends like that, to where it's not just one sided, or it's not just you know, it's just where it's me being a friend. Like I say, I know for a fact that my five, I can count on y'all. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
I know that. You know what I'm saying? I know that.
I always keep it real. You know, we talked about this before. We don't tell you how good of friends we became. And we talked about everybody that was... We're going to talk about the one time we went to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, shit.
And one thing me and this nigga like to do is eat.
We go eat some shit. We go, bro.
Yeah, we go to Chick-fil-A, and you know what I'm saying? You got the nugget meal.
No, Paul's Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Oh, it is Chick-fil-A. It's Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not how we got started, though.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we got started at Golden Chick. Was it? No. Chicken Express?
Yeah,
it was Chicken Express. That's what it was. Chicken Express. But now, Chick-fil-A, now we'll go to a turn of a 30-piece each.
Right.
Not sharing a 30-piece. Like, you got your 30?
Yeah, I got
my 30. Yeah, and we're going to want some fries.
I want about 20 of them, all the sauces.
Yeah.
Mix them up, because I need about 20. I want to open up all 20 of them and dip.
Listen, and don't be selfish. Listen, McDonald's, Burger King, who else? What other restaurants? KFC. People come in there, they order 50. Give me 37 pieces of chicken, and you give somebody two packages,
like, damn.
I'll
be like, man, sorry.
Serena at the damn drive-thru window. This ain't coming out of your pocket personally.
Right.
Baby, if I don't use all 30 of these, give me 30.
Yeah, put them in the bag.
Give me one of the boxes out the back. Go grab a box and just get what you need.
No, for real.
But that's how I started. Chicken Express.
Because, shoot, we was all going through something.
We
was working that type of job to where, like, you get paid twice a month.
Yep.
And if you come in, and I think when we came in, we was already on a pay period.
We was like mid-pay period. Yeah.
So we weren't going to get paid on that one.
Yeah.
So we had to wait towards the end of the month.
Towards the end of the month. That's true.
Before we got paid, and everybody was like, nigga, I don't for my last job, I already spent my last check.
Listen.
I don't know what we're gonna have to get some noodles.
We're gonna break these noodles up in fives.
Yeah.
You go get a portion, and we're gonna all eat, but we're not gonna be hungry.
Nah, for real.
But
and I was like, shit, man, it was that one day I was like, I got that notification.
Yeah.
And nice. I was like, Music Money didn't came through.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'd be wrong if, you know, I came in here with some fresh to eat, and my people didn't get to eat none too,
man. He did.
Yeah, that's just how I am, man. That's how, like, when we talk about values and stuff or friendships, what I do as a person, and at the end of the day, one thing that I got caught up in is looking for myself and other people.
That's good.
But at the end of the day, you really, that's impossible for you to expect something from someone in the same way that you do.
Right.
You just have to accept that person for who they are and hope that they got some type of good in them too. The way that you do. But at the end of the day, that's what I look for in a friendship is, you know, people that I know that is going to correct me when I'm wrong. Or
yeah.
Even if I'm doing something wrong, let me know, like, bro, you fucking up.
You don't need me like that a couple times.
I don't need nobody in my life being a yes man. Like, shoot, if I did something wrong, let me know. Because at the end of the day, I'm the type of person that don't want to treat people wrong.
Yeah.
Anything, because I do believe in karma.
Yeah.
And I believe that I done got hit with it a couple of times from something I done in the past. So the way I move now is like, you know, I want you to correct me and come to me just like I would come to you. And stuff. What's some of your values?
Man, I'm kind of on the same wave as you. Sure. Let me get like-minded people. Not necessarily where it's like if I say go, you just like, okay, go. But if you see me steering the wrong direction, as my friend, my brother, you're supposed to be able to say, hey, fam, you messing up. Hold me accountable.
Right.
That's the best way I can put it. Hold me accountable. And that's even with my female friends, because I have female friends.
Right.
But I don't want my female friends to just go along with the BS, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm gonna bring BS, and I'm gonna expect for my friends to have my back. However, with that same breath, I expect for my friends to be able to check me and bring me back to reality, because sometimes we do get out of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We step out of our character. Right. For whatever reason. You know, whatever reason. It could be for a girl, a guy. It could be for trying to make money, or it could be whatever. Like, don't just stand by the wayside and allow me to, or see me go down a path and don't say something. Now, now I will say this. If you see me going down the wrong path and you say something and I ignore what you say,
right,
that's on me.
Yeah.
But don't see me going down the wrong path
and don't say
and at least don't say something. Because right. I'm going to do it for you. Even though you are grown, I'm going to be like, hey, Boogie, yeah, hey, that ain't it, bro.
Right.
And I have done that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have done that to me. Hey, bro, that ain't what you have people want. What you, you know, what you're taking for granted, somebody else would cherish that.
Right.
And you've kept me into an accountable state of mind. And I can appreciate friends like that versus friends that just go with the flow.
And be okay with it.
Yeah, just be okay with it. Like, nah. Yeah,
nah, bro. Nah, that ain't it, bro.
So tell me what's a deal breaker in friendships like what boundaries do you set for friendships?
Boundaries. Man, that's a good one. Hit me with the question.
I wasn't ready for that one.
I start. So my boundaries with my friendship. So I'm like this with anything. Mm-hmm. Don't lie to me.
Oh, okay.
Period. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
Because I can take you telling me the truth. I may not like the truth.
Right.
But I'm gonna respect the truth.
Yeah,
that's one of my boundaries. Just you know, don't lie to me. Yeah. Another one is when my friends that are men,
yeah,
hold me accountable to be a man.
Yeah,
I don't know. Nowadays we live in a society where men are becoming more and more irrational.
Okay.
They don't take the time to think. I was telling them at the barbershop yesterday, don't crack no jokes because I'm bald headed. Yes, I go to the barbershop.
Goddamn.
I was telling them at the barbershop yesterday that it's time for men. The reason our society is in such a chaotic state is because there are no men willing to stand up and be men.
Yeah.
It's always men being victimized because of whatever. I understand that we as men, yes, we go through things, but I don't feel like there's ever a time in life where a man has the place to be irrational.
Mm, okay.
Because women look at us to be rational people.
Yeah.
And if your girl is going bananas and then you're going bananas, there's nobody to orchestrate through what it is that you're actually going through.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't like irrational men. So hold me accountable to be a man. When I do get to an irrational state, as my brother, my partner, my boy, hey fam, you're not thinking clearly.
Yeah, right.
You're not thinking clearly, because if you were thinking clearly, I know you wouldn't have made a choice like this.
Yeah.
And if this is the choice you would have made when you were thinking rationally, then we need to go back and revisit your rational.
Yeah, right.
Because obviously it's not clicking the way it's supposed to be. So don't lie to me. Hold me accountable as a man. And then lastly, I would say, protect me as you would want me to protect you.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, if you see some some danger, some harm coming my way, I may not see it.
Yeah.
Watch my back, because I'm going to watch your back 1,000%.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I mean, it's times where you're not feeling well, and I, you know, hey, are you good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's times when you were dealing with grieving your dad. Hey, bro, are you okay? I know this is this is a tough day for you. Is there anything that you need? Is because you just never know.
Right, right.
And that moment that you come through, and it could be something like, hey, bro, I just really need a cold beer and just to be able to talk.
Yeah.
And that could be the thing that keeps you from becoming irrational.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So what's your boundaries? Or what are your boundaries?
Yeah. So, yeah, to piggyback off of that, I would say definitely some of the same. The don't lie to me.
Okay.
That definitely probably be the top.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, like me myself as an individual, I pride myself in always keeping it real.
Okay.
With people. And not, giving you the bullshit and nothing like that. So definitely, like, don't lie to me because I wouldn't lie to you. Because really, that's something that should be a rule for anybody that call anybody friends. Being accountability. Like, I had to learn, for a long time, on accountability. Like, can get you a long way, you know, because we all imperfect in this world, and we all make mistakes, and that's how we was created. So, like, we can't keep going saying, "Oh, no, that the damn devil that made me do it."
Yeah, man.
We can't keep doing that. Like, there's gonna be a point in your life where you be like, "Damn, that's my fault."
It's funny you said, because I told him that at the barbershop. I told him that. Because people try to say, oh, it's the influences. I get that.
Right, yeah.
But as a man, when you are a 100% man, you're not moved with emotion.
Yeah.
That does not mean that you don't have emotions. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you don't deal with emotions.
Right.
But you don't make decisions based on your emotions. Mm-hmm. Like you said, people be, Satan made me do it, the devil made me do it. No, you made a choice.
Yeah.
A conscious choice. When I had my children, that was a conscious choice for me to have my children. When I decided to do whatever it was, there was a choice that was made. Yeah. And this is what I tell people, when you're in relationships and friendships in life, when you make a choice to do something, you have given consent to the consequences that come.
Yeah.
You can't do something and then try to run away from the consequences.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how it works.
Right.
You can't kill somebody and then get all upset or get discombobulated because you looking at life in prison.
Yeah.
Or the death penalty. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you have to be accountable to whatever it is whatever choices it is that you've made. You have to be able to rationalize the other side of your choices, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a bad thing all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, those are some of my boundaries, man, because yeah, I'm going to tell you, like, for a minute, I feel like it was a blessing to meet you guys and even you or whatever, because over time, like, I've had so many people that I didn't call a friend, or this is my best friend, and here we are. We don't even talk no more. And I don't even know the reason why. Like, everybody just, I feel like when you grow apart, they weren't really meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because real friends, they still don't be there, no matter if it's like weeks y'all didn't talk, or a month,
facts,
or shoot, almost a year, man. I end up talking to a friend that I ain't talked to in a couple. That's another thing. Like, when it comes to friendship, I feel like just steer off or whatever, but still on the topic. When it comes to friendship, you check on your people.
Got to.
Because, like, in the times that we're living in right now, with so much going on with the economy going up, and then you still got these illnesses going on, and people still getting sick, people getting killed and everything like that, it's very important to check on your people, man, because you never know what people going through.
You don't.
And I want to tell you, I appreciate that, because you definitely, like, when I tell you, like, when I'm out or something like that, I'm like, man, not in the mood today. You know, this was the day that it was supposed to be my dad's birthday. He no longer here. And yeah, you will reach out. I would say he right. He'll reach out. And he didn't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? But to do something like that, like, that's a big thing. That's what friends are supposed to do. You know, when you have created this bond and this relationship with each other, and y'all look out for each other, that is one of the things that I would say that I can say that, yo, that's being real.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of people out there call you their friend with that motherfucker going right behind your back and talking about you.
Hey,
to
man.
Other people.
Now, I do talk about you.
Yeah, I know. I talk about you.
But I ain't gonna never let nobody else talk bad about you. No, I definitely talk about you. I'll talk about anybody here. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fire you up. That's just me. But but I'm not gonna let nobody. If Steve over here talking bad, I feel like this. Me and you friends.
Yeah.
If you talking to Steve, and Steve talking bad about me, and you have a personal relationship with me, you've been to my house, you've been around. You came to my house one time and I wasn't even here.
Oh, yeah.
But you've been around my family. So if Steve is talking bad about me, regardless, I don't need you necessarily to defend me. Mm-hmm. However, Steve, you can't talk about my boy.
Right, because he's not here.
He not here to defend himself.
Right.
Now, if you gonna say that to him in his face and he don't respond to that, then that's on him and that's between you and him. However, if he's not here to defend himself, then you're not gonna speak on my guy.
Yeah.
Period. I'm not gonna never let nobody. I may be like, man, Boogie ain't worth a damn. Boogie ain't this or Boogie. I'm never gonna allow somebody else to downplay you or to disrespect you because you my guy.
Yeah. Same here.
And that's just how I roll with it.
Yeah, that's I think that's how a lot of people should, because, man, like I said, like a lot of people out here use the friend word so loosely, and not just and I'll be witnessing it too. I can witness somebody saying they cool with somebody, and then they'll come to me and just be dogging a person. Like I'm just sitting there like, really? In my head, I'm like, really? Ain't that supposed to be your people?
Yeah.
And shit like that, like, you hear dogging them behind their back, like, nah, man, you don't get rewarded for shit like that. Like, stuff will happen to you and you don't wonder why. Like, why this happened to me? Because of how you act and how you treat your people behind their back, like, that stuff that's done in the dark comes to light.
It does.
One thing that be getting me, and a lot of females always use that. They be like, hey, friend. I'm like, girl, I hate your damn friend. What you talking about? Come and be like, hey, friend. Shoot, when did we become friends? When did we make that decision?
Right.
Like, nah, I don't like, and it's crazy, like, out here, people can call you their friend,
mm-hmm.
but it 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be mutual. Because this person can be not everything that you looking for in a friend.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's been a journey, man. It's been like I said, it's been over a year. Everybody got each other back, man. Even like the people, like we said, all the ladies, they all live in different parts of the city and stuff like that. Definitely like Ken and all them living all the way out to Fort Worth, and they drive all the way out here to come kick it and party. You know, that stuff like that means a lot.
Yeah.
Because You know how many people I've been told to come out to where I live and come kicking and shit?
Hey, man.
And they be like, where you live? I'm like, I live out in Frisco. Oh, yeah, nah.
I ain't gonna make it.
I'll probably catch you on the next one. I'm like, yeah, nah, you're not. But, yeah, man, we definitely want to thank y'all, man, for joining us, man. You know, we gonna hit y'all with something every week. You know what I'm saying? Straight from the fellas, from our perspective on everything, our opinions. We definitely wanted to talk about the friendship thing because that's big. And if you got a friend, man, definitely cherish that, man, because tomorrow is not promised.
Nah, man.
And then, like, at the end of the day, we all going through something, whether it's work, whether it's family, just getting by. Like I repeatedly say, check on your people, check on your friends. I had to learn that a friend of mine was going through some health issue-wise, and it wasn't good. And I hadn't even talked to her in months, and it made me realize, like, yo, reach out to your people. Because you don't even know what's going on. They could be dying.
And you don't even know it.
And it might be your last time seeing that person because you didn't want to take the initiative just to be like, hey, you crossed my mind. You know, I just want to see if you're good, if everything's okay.
Yeah, got to, man.
Another thing, like we mentioned with the boundaries and everything, if you call somebody a friend, hold them accountable, hold yourself accountable. That's pretty much it, man. We definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Bros Podcast.
Hey, facts, man.
We're going to hit y'all, like I said, with something different. I think next week we're going to talk about dating.
We talking about dating next week?
We're going to be talking about dating, man.
Okay.
I've actually had some people hit me up that I told that we were doing this podcast, and they sent me some questions that they want us fellas to give our insight on when it comes to dating in this age that we in right now.
Okay.
Is definitely, I think it will be a definitely good discussion. But yeah, we hope you guys tune in. You'll be able to check our podcast out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Don't forget YouTube.
We're going to definitely be on YouTube. And then once we get everything going and get the audience up in the streams, we're going to definitely bring y'all on video with us.
Yeah.
So y'all can see the men behind the audio and what we got going on. So definitely tune in. We always want to hit y'all with the song of the week.
Okay.
A song of the week every week. New artists, local artists, everything. And also in the next couple of episodes, we're gonna do a black owned business spotlight and have some local business owners on the show with us, so we can definitely represent our black community and stuff like that. But if you guys have any questions, definitely hit us up on social media or on this Spotify for podcasters, and we'll definitely make sure we answer you guys in timely fashion. But until then,
are you gonna give them a song of the week this week or no?
Yeah, we don't give y'all a song of the week. So after this, y'all, we're going to drop the song of the week. We'll holler at y'all. Holler at your boy.
Peace.
What's good, y'all? I know that we ended it, and I hope you guys enjoyed that segment on talking about friendships. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in. But like we said, please share, like, subscribe, whatever you can do to support us. We definitely appreciate it. We definitely appreciate you sharing it with anybody else. Please leave your thoughts and comments about it, what we can work on and how we can be better. If you have any ideas on topics that you want us to talk about, we'll very much appreciate that. Well, we want to end the podcast on the song of the week. One thing that you guys don't know about me and Anthony, I am a producer who's been in the industry as well for about over going on about 13, 14 years now. And I have had the opportunity to work with a lot of local artists and some major artists as well. And it's definitely been a journey. And so we definitely appreciate everything. And Anthony, who is also a inspired country artist as well, we got some big things coming up for him as well. But what we want to do, like I said, to end this episode, the pilot, where we talked about friendships, we want to leave y'all with the song of the week. And this song actually was produced by me. It is by a good friend of mine, an artist by the name of Acognito, and it's featuring another local artist in a city that's making moves called Scutino. And this song is called Keeping It P. Once again, we want to thank y'all for tuning in. Let us know how you feel about the song and where you can find it. And we appreciate y'all once again. Check out this new song coming out, dropping right now.
Yeah. 24 season, I sent to
see. Yeah, man, you know me, man, right? I put a dress on the pants to make her fresh, you dig me?
Smoke some, bitch. I jump at the gym, I feel like I'm Tim. Dunking the harder way, you cannot do me any kind of sort of way. That be the reason that a nigga part of ways. I got a cougar and she call me Young Buck. Shawty wanna ride with me, I bought a car to that book. Since 10, been on 10, I will not change and I won't deal with nonsense. I was a hot boy until I got cap money, now I'm a big time, my baby is slim. Hating the love, but you making me win. Speaking of wind, that remind me of when I was trying to light a fire, fighting the wind. I'm a firefighter, put me out, I am lit, I am. Nigga, I'm too good at this shit, I can't rap with you. Bought my hood in it, bitch, you not good in it. Could push them off of the cliff, hit a tree on the way. And your wife, he gon' feel it too. I put the log in the ribs, I be barking the dog in it, bitch. Young boy, really bully niggas on beat. I'm full, everybody with me gon' eat. That's all to me if you think you can keep up with me. Ain't no blinking, I'm watching them bleed. Fuck what you thought, I'm a king. I got on butt number 9, stop calling me Sting. Why is you talking to me? About a dollar, probably only time I'ma lean. Not about the guap, I'ma leave. I'm an alley, bitch, your head like a popular weed. Like,
there's nobody livin' than me. Try it and see. They tried to box me out, but they can't lock me out. I am the key. Kick down the door. Rap game robbery. Get on the floor. Once we get everything, we want some more. Please do not play with us. We up the score. Back to this pimpin'. How can I lose? I got the jewels. I'm here to save the game, and I'm breaking all of the rules. Hop in the whip and I'm flipping and smoking and sipping the juice. I keep forgetting my roof. Nito, I scoop with Scutino, and we know the truth. Low key keeping it cool, smooth, but they ain't even really knee deep in the pool. I don't go back with a Ford. I really got my head out asking them for it. If they say I'm captain, they capping, of course. I'm running shit and I'm laughing them boys. I'm a player in motion, promising I'm not going. Just make sure you got my coins. If not, get about my foreign. Then ain't shit flowing without my knowing. I place pussy in the parking lot. The people pull us in the parking spot and proceed to put the price in the party pot. The plot thickens at the poly's pop. I'm two player to perpetrate. I push up at the perfect pace and put pressure on the person's place. Pop a pistol, make a percolate. I need a piece for my peace. I deserve a plate.
I'm a smoker.